Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of On the Road with That Wisconsin Couple, episode number 45. As always, I'm Hayden.
And I'm Julia.
And we got a little twist today. We got another draft coming here.
If you're newer to the podcast, about last year, like in the spring and early summer, we were doing some drafts. We've done a Wisconsin-themed draft. What's the other one we did? Summer draft. I don't know.
But what was the one where like I picked? Or we just did the top five places.
No, we didn't.
That we liked, right? When I said like Lambeau.
Oh, no, that was our Seven Wonders of Wisconsin. Okay, so yeah, we've kind of done this type of episode before, but we're bringing them back upon request. But also we've been talking about doing this episode since August, and we've never sat down to record it. So today's the day. It's not a typical on the road episode, but we all know that every road trip starts at Quick Trip. So today we are drafting anything from Quick Trip.
And we all know that last time Julia cheated in the draft. So
I think
majority of people would agree. So we'll have some more controversy, I would imagine.
I did not cheat. I was just more strategic than he was.
I disagree. But anyways.
Anyways, the
fun
tie.
Fact. Hit him with it.
Okay, well, first of all, should we talk about how you thought the fun fact would what Hayden thought the fun fact was going to be that the very first Quick Trip store started in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. That's actually false. The very first Quick Trip was in Eau Claire, and he did not believe me. And I still don't. I looked it up right in front of you.
The internet has lies all over the place.
It was from Quick Trip's website.
I'm being a little stubborn on this one. Anyways, it's a La Crosse company.
It's a La Crosse-based company, but the very first Quick Trip, it didn't even have gas at first. It was just a convenience store, and it was in Eau Claire.
It's an odd strategy for a company out of La Crosse to not start their company in La Crosse.
Well, I think when they started the first Quick Trip, I don't think they knew that it was going to be what it is today.
All right. And as always, Julia, hit him with a fun fact.
Okay. So the real fun fact, that was just like what Hayden thought it was going to be. But the real fun fact is that the Quick Trip like factory produces more than 2 million donuts every week, which breaks down to 24,000 glazers every hour. Or approximately 400 every minute. So just 400 donuts a minute, baby.
Pumping out those delicious treats.
Yeah. Okay, so awesome. Are we rock, paper, scissoring? Oh, wait, are there any rules? Or the rules are there are
no
rules?
Well, I think we'll, like, ask questions where needed. Let's just make that the rule. Because I have a couple of things that, like, if this counts, then I wouldn't pick this.
Okay, wait. So the rules are there are no rules?
The rules are we will go as we go. But you can only pick like one thing per time. You can't pick four things and say it's one pick like you did the last time, cheater. You did. That's exactly what happened. So.
Okay, whatever. Okay, so let's rock, paper, scissors to see who goes first.
Best 2 out of 3 on shoot.
No, just one. 2 out of 3. Nobody wants to listen to us play rock, paper, scissors. Just one.
So 1, 2, 3 shoot.
Okay, but one round.
Yeah, then let's be tied.
And then the winner goes first.
The winner picks who goes first.
Okay, whatever. Ready?
1, 2, 3, shoot. All right, I win. I had scissors. She had paper. I'm going to go first.
Okay.
I have a question immediately. So.
This is going to take forever.
It might. Can I just pick the hotspot and then boom, I have everything that's in the hotspot. You can't pick individual items in the hotspot.
I will always answer in these drafts that the rules are there are no rules. But like the hotspot.
So if I pick hotspot, I get the hotspot so you don't get the spicy chicken sandwiches.
Okay, but like hang on. The hotspot is defined as like that section of the store, not necessarily those products. Like because you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so this is how you okay. So
or am I more strategic?
No, so then my pick is not going to be the hotspot because all you're going to do is pick hotspot stuff, even though I already have hotspot.
I can hear the rage in your voice already. Yes.
So that's my question. If I pick hotspot, that means you don't get to pick anything that's in the hotspot?
My answer is that the hotspot is the device that keeps the things. It's the location in the store. It's not the products. So I still think I could pick the products.
Okay. Well, then I'm certainly not picking. I'm going to go with gasoline.
That's a great first pick.
Yeah. Hotspot, if I got the whole thing, would have been the best first pick. But I'm taking gasoline.
Okay. My first pick is Glazers.
I literally had hotspot written on here with question mark.
I'm proud of you. Forget. I had gas and then Glazers. So I took Glazers.
Okay.
Glazers are simply the best. Like, how are they so perfect and soft and delicious every single time? I love a Glazer.
I love that. I'm going to stick with the outside of the building. I'm going to go free air pump.
Oh, that wasn't even on my list. That does come in clutch.
Yeah, because the one time I went to two quick trips back to back and their air pump was getting serviced. So then I had to go to a BP and I had to pay $1.25 for air.
$1.25? That's a lot.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, one time my sensor was broken and Quick Trip told me that. My air sensor, like my light came on and Quick Trip was like, no, you have enough air. And then it said, like, there was a code on
it. Sensor malfunction.
And I Googled the code and it meant that my sensor wasn't working. So then I took it to get fixed and I was very happy that I didn't have to wait for the mechanic to figure out what was wrong with it because Quick Trip told me.
Now that I know that wasn't even on your radar, I regret taking it second.
That wasn't on my radar, but that is a really good pick as well. My second pick is cheesy breadsticks.
Cheesy breadsticks. I don't like the cheese-filled breadsticks.
Yeah.
Those are fire. Chris Smith used to get those, like, if he wasn't getting the hot dog discount deal at Quick Trip for lunch in high school, he was getting the cheesy-filled breadsticks. And they're pretty damn. They're always so soft.
They're so good and they're so filling and they're always on special, I feel like. Like, always a steal. Oh,
yeah. Everything's like, Trip's always on special.
It's a steal, yeah.
It is. All right. I'm a sucker for the spicy chicken sandwiches.
Spicy chicken sandwich? Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a good
Especially
pick.
Especially when they're on deal.
Dang, okay. That is a good, that's just a good one. I'm really torn now. I thought for sure. Can I tell you what I, oh yeah, I'm the only one with a pick left, right? We're doing three?
Oh, I thought we were doing five.
Five? Okay, well then I won't give you away. Okay. Okay, see? I'm going to do Tornados.
Okay. I like that. Okay. That's good. Some of those are delicious.
I like the steak ones so much.
Yeah, the Ranchero steak. And is
I don't
good.
Even like
I like
steak.
The pepper jack cheese ones. Just the cheese filled pepper jack ones. Those
so good.
So good. Especially if you get like the nice, not too overcooked outside. Like sometimes they can be a little bit hard.
Like they can get crispy, yeah.
But like if they get caught and they don't roll, they can kind of get a little bit overdone on one side, but most of the time they're fire.
I love a Tornado. And like also just easy to eat in the car, like mm-hmm. perfect road trip snack.
Okay, I don't know if you know about this. So you can call Quick Trip and special order stuff for them.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take that aspect.
You can also order them on the app.
Yeah, same thing.
So you're just doing order ahead?
Like order ahead, like, hey, I need a dozen egg rolls and they will make you fresh stuff that way. That's sweet.
So order ahead. That's a good pick. Again, wasn't on my radar. What number is that? Four?
That was my fourth pick.
Okay.
I'm going to toss up on my last.
Dang. Okay. I think my fourth pick. Dang. I want to know what you're. My fourth pick is going to be pothole pizzas.
Okay. I had pizzas. I have like fully cooked hotspot pizzas on my list.
Well, even like the frozen ones are like the best.
Yeah,
I like to leave those for our dog sitters. Yeah. Just so they have like food, like excess food here for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice that you can get them
made.
You can get them fully cooked too, or you can do the take.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Again, you can
are
call
they,
ahead.
Are they frozen too? Do they keep them not frozen?
I think there's frozen and then just like the pre-cooked ones or like the already cooked ones. But you can call ahead and have them cook one for you and you can like pick it up.
Hell yeah.
Which
That's
is
so
also
sweet.
Convenient.
All right. Okay. I'm going to go because I'm just going to go with incredibly clean bathrooms.
Damn it. I wanted that one. Okay, that's a really good pick. They are always the safe stop because you feel safe.
Private,
they're clean.
Like private.
That's I mean, like safe
stalls
yeah.
too. Like not just like flimsy doors, like brick, so you can't see through it. Like fully closed.
Damn, yours are
stalls.
So practical, and
mine
are
so good.
Yours are
my
so practical, and mine are like all food. So my
I could have very easily went that route too.
My fifth pick is going to be the pizza burritos that you got me hooked
on. The sausage and pepperoni.
It's like pizza in a burrito.
It's a sausage pepperoni. Good. They have breakfast ones. They have steak ones. Yeah, those are pretty fire. Okay. Especially if you get a really...
So tell us your team.
Okay, so my team is the gas, the free air pump, spicy chicken sandwich, call ahead ordering for hotspot items, clean bathrooms.
My team is Glazers, cheesy breadsticks, tornadoes, pothole pizzas, and pizza burritos.
That's pretty good. Do you have any honorable mentions? Ones that you maybe would have substituted out if you didn't buckle under the pressure.
Bathrooms, I should have picked earlier. I thought it would be there, but I should have known you were
I'm very surprised I got that with my last.
I don't know why. I thought you wouldn't think of it, but clearly you were thinking very practical and I was not. I also had fried chicken on there.
I almost took that with my last pick.
I had whole chicken as an option.
I just don't eat it enough.
Yeah.
It's not so convenient for me to eat it on the go.
Yeah. And like the whole chicken for like the dinner options, because I love a rotisserie chicken. Mm-hmm. I also like, I don't drink coffee, but I thought you might have picked coffee.
So I had like one that was, you get discounts if you have a cup.
So like if you brought your own cup?
If you have a Quick Trip cup, you get a discount on, I believe, like, or like if you bring in a Big Buddy that you already drank and refill the same cup, you get a discount at the fountain and at coffee.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That is really cool.
I just normally don't get fountain soda. Hardly.
I feel like if I get a fountain soda, it's probably a Quick Trip. I'll get a Diet Coke or a Diet Mountain Dew there.
Sure.
Also, another thing I thought about picking is that they have both Pepsi and Coke products, because if I want a Diet Mountain Dew, I can get it. Or if I want a Diet Coke, I can get it. Oh, that's such a slay.
I had roller bites on mine too, which are like the chicken roll up bites.
Oh, like the round chicken tenders that are on that thing.
Yeah, like the tornadoes, but the roller bites. I like those better than tornadoes.
I just love that steak tornadoes so much. They used to have, I don't know if they still do that, Nashville hot chicken roller bite.
I see it on occasion.
That was so good.
That was really good. Freaking spicy. The spicy chicken sandwich is spicy.
I had that they have a good like dog section. Like they have those rabbit jerky treats. They have just like some crunchy stuff if you're in a pinch. And need like a chew for the dog, like the dog on a road trip, like something to stimulate them. Love the rabbit one there.
I'm surprised that you didn't do like the Quick Trip Rewards.
Like the app?
Put your phone number in and get discounts on random items.
I got gas today, but don't worry, I saved you the 5 cents off
again. I got gas today, and since I have a rental car and it's half the size of my gas tank, I did.
Yeah. Well, not for long. But Hayden, so we should tell that story. So a long time ago, like 2 months ago.
June of 2023.
In June? That was that long ago?
Yeah, it might have been August, but it was like summer last year.
I thought it was like...
No, it was super
nice. I thought it was cold out.
It was nice out.
So several months ago, Hayden's car was parked outside of one of his accounts. If you don't know, Hayden is a liquor salesman in Southwest Wisconsin. So he goes in and out of bars and restaurants all day long. So he was parked in a small town in Southwestern Wisconsin. And his car was parked and he went inside and a lady hit his parked car and did severe damage to his car.
Yeah, I came out of one of the accounts and I noticed that there was a police officer like inspecting my vehicle. I'm like, what the heck is going on? And then I noticed that my vehicle was pushed ahead like a full half stall from where it
was. That's aggressive. How fast was she trying to get out of this parking lot?
I don't know. It was only 25 mile an hour road. And
so she hit Hayden's car and did severe damage. But Hayden made an appointment at the local body shop and it was like he couldn't get in until March. His car was still drivable. The lights still worked. The trunk still worked. But it was like banged up. Okay. Yeah. What you might not know about Hayden working in Southwestern Wisconsin, we live in Baraboo. Hayden drives a minimum of 1 hour to his accounts. Most days, like he's in the car for like 3 hours. So he puts on thousands of miles a month. That's not dramatic. And his car had a lot of miles on it. and was a 2019. So he took it into the body shop and his appointment was last week. They take it apart and realize there is also damage on the inside and have to resubmit the claim to insurance. And insurance goes, oh, that's even more expensive. Your car's not worth that much. You can just have a check. So Hayden will be car shopping this weekend.
Yep. I've been on the hunt because I only have this rental car till Friday. So
yeah, then we're figuring it out.
So that's been quite the, so I did not use the gas because I'm currently in a Toyota Corolla and it did not cost me to fill it up.
Well, maybe I'll use it this weekend then because I'm going on a day trip.
Hell yeah.
All right, so if you hung around this long to listen to our banter, you deserve a little teaser. So the teaser is we are going back to Door County. We have a sweet little spot set up for us for a collaboration, and we are going to make you guys a dog-friendly guide to Door County.
Hell yeah.
And there will be a Door County podcast, a full blog on our website, as well as a bunch of content coming on social media. And if you missed it, our state park series, where we're reviewing the, mostly me, where I'm reviewing the Wisconsin state parks. On our Instagram.
Yeah. And, you know, if you listen to this and you want to go to the Instagram or any social media and just vote on who you think had the better draft.
Oh, yeah. There will be a vote up on our stories as well as linked in the show notes.
Absolutely. I feel very good.
I love my picks. I have no regrets.
Your voice doesn't feel confident after hearing how well my team.
We just have two very different teams, so it'll be who people resonate with.
I almost feel like this easily could have been picked everything I picked, and I picked pick.
There's like, just so much to love about Quick Trip.
But like normally, like you know, like I go to Quick Trip for the food way more than you.
The first time we started talking about this episode, we were in Hayward with like my whole family, and we wanted to have the whole family on the podcast and do like a 6-person draft, and that didn't happen. Because the week just got away from us and you and Haley weren't there very much at the same time. So maybe we'll have to do it again with more people.
We got to pick something else at Quick Trip, but we already did.
No, like we'll have to do another draft. Yeah, with sure. Like, I love the drafts. We need to do this more often.
Super fun.
Okay, well, hope you guys enjoyed this little bit of a change up episode. We love having you here and
thanks for not riding along, but just staying with us. Ride along with us.
Every road trip starts at Quick Trip.
Absolutely. Have a good one, guys.
Bye.